Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness with your hosts, Coach Seah and Dr. Chan. This is your growth and consciousness program where we discuss all things related to growing our consciousness and allowing our true selves to emerge. We invite you to call in and share with us the first Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. so that we all can grow in consciousness.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness. Happy 2015. Welcome to a brand new year. I know some of you are saying, we're into 2015 already, but this is our first time talking to you since the year has begun. Is it begun or begun, Coach Seah? Welcome, Coach Seah. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. And whichever one feels better coming off your lips.
Yes, so we are in studio, of course, all over the world, scattered across the globe as usual. And, of course, our topic today is money is love in action. What a topic we have today. It's a new year and many of us are trying to figure out how we can improve our financial situation and increase our income this year. Paradoxically, many of us desire to earn more money. But at the same time, we also have a lot of conflicting negative beliefs about money. So we believe that money is evil and that having money is a bad thing, even when we know we need money to help ourselves, our family, and others. And joining us today is spiritually dope coach Amanda Elise, and she is an author, a coach, and the owner of Spiritually Dope, a personal development company based in Atlanta that offers live and web-based spiritual courses. Privately coaching for years, Amanda recently launched her public business, and she quickly garnered the attention of New York Times best-selling author Pam Grout, who featured Amanda on her blog. A few months out of the gate, Amanda was also accepted as one of the youngest to sell her course on an exclusive personal development website where such luminaries as Oprah Winfrey's right-hand man Deepak Chopra and Gabby Bernstein are also featured. Amanda's clients have had impressive results, such as manifesting unexpected money and opportunities in 4 weeks. Amanda's mission is to help heal the mental and emotional blocks to living a life beyond our wildest dreams and to help cure the never-ending cycle of feeling unworthy of living a life that is less than exactly what you want. Amanda Elise, welcome to Growing Consciousness.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Welcome, times two.
Thank you so much.
Indeed. So, Amanda, this is a hot topic in our Facebook group. So we're going to jump right in and ask you, first off, what do you mean by money is love in action? What does that mean? Some of us may be hearing that for the first time and have no idea what that means. What do you mean by money is love in action?
Yes, that is such a great question. So I think that money is love in action is not just, it's actually something that you just have to switch your thinking to believe. Because like you just said, some people think that money is the root of all evil. Money causes all types of problems in the world. And I know I used to think that as well when I was growing up. But once you shift your thinking to money is love in action, it becomes a lot easier to spend, knowing that you're spending your love. And people know that your money goes where your priorities are. So switch your thinking into money is love in action.
And, you know, as you said, Amanda, we are taught as children the money is the root of all evil. You had that experience. I know that I was taught that as a child, you know, that money is the root of all evil. I grew up in a Christian society, Jamaica, which, you know, most people are strong Christians. The schools I went to were religious schools. And one of the things that we learned is that it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter heaven. And, you know, as you speak to these beliefs and our beliefs about money and switching or changing our beliefs about money, many spiritual leaders and life coaches like yourself say it is easier to help someone to get over sexual violence, sexual trauma, than to help people to adopt more positive attitudes about money. Why do you think this is so, Amanda?
Yeah, and it's very true. And the reason that I think this is so true is because when you're young, just like you said, and I've actually never heard that that you just said about it's easier than a rich, you know, trying to get a rich man into heaven. And that things such as that, when you're younger, that your parents or your community or maybe even your friends are teaching you, those are imprinting on your subconscious mind. And what happens is that when you, so all of us have, with our families, we have this close bond, and we are made to want to bond and connect with people, especially family and people that we love. So what happens is you commune with each other over similar beliefs, and what happens is when you start to kind of try to break out of a specific belief, you feel this energetic pull from your family and your loved ones that, hey, that's not what we believe. Don't go outside of the norm. And it pulls you, and it feels very uncomfortable because people want to stay with their tribe. That's where they feel loved, and that's where they feel comfortable. But when you try to break out and say, hey, I actually want to get some more money, it might not even be something that your family says verbally to you, but you'll be able to tell in their actions. Let's say you get a brand new job and you're making a lot of money. You'll just be able to tell in the way that they're not very excited for you, or just by their reactions. And so energetically, this teaches you that, oh, shoot, I can't do this. You know, if I want to stay loved by my family, who I love so much, I can't step outside. So to answer your question, I think that is why it is so difficult for people to break these patterns that they learn so early on.
And in a case like that, what would you suggest to, you know, to that person who is experiencing that kind of reaction from their tribe in regards to their success, which is something that they want beyond a shadow of a doubt and have strived for, you know, for a long time? You know, what would you suggest to them? What would be a bit of your advice in that case?
Yeah. So my advice would be twofold. So the first thing that I invite everyone to do is to understand that everything, like everything in the universe and everything in the world, is magnetic. So basically, if you have five people around you, an energetic five people around you, everybody's heard this, you're going to be the average of the five people that you spend the most time around. Probably your incomes are within $10,000. Per year within one another because you commune so well. So what I suggest is that you just start to add more positive influences into your circle. It doesn't mean you have to stop seeing your family or spending so much time with them, but just slowly add one person at a time that's making the income that you want. That's a positive influence in your life. So that's the first thing that I suggest. And then the second thing that I suggest is, I actually forgot it. I had it in my head, but I completely forgot it. So second thing is that you are meant to, if you're surrounded by these people and you have a desire to gain more money, you may have been put there by the divine to shine your light and help encourage everyone else in your community and family to break those limits and gain the income. So it may be very uncomfortable when you're around your family and your friends, but shine your light. It's only going to help them. And if you truly love them, you will do so.
Yes. Yes. I like that.
Yes, I like that
too.
And one of the things, you know, again, going back to the whole idea, I think even, you know, before you take those very important and very practical steps that you outlined to us, Amanda, I think there is a common, you know, I think for a lot of people it is really hard to, you know, break that initial belief. In fact, we have Louise in our Growing Consciousness Facebook group who said, money is love in action, you know, ? The words scramble my brain, for it's illogical and back to front. You know, how do you respond, Amanda? Because people, I think, are still trying to wrap their heads around this whole idea that money is love, really? You know, how do we get from point A to B, you know, before we even get to the point where we start to hang out with persons who may have a greater income, or, you know, how do we get to the point where, you know, even step two that you told us, or one of the steps is, you know, learning to shine that light. How do we get to that point where we start to, you know, reprogram these beliefs?
Yeah, well, the first thing that you have to do, every single person is a little bit different. So the first thing that you have to do is actually write down what your beliefs are about money. So something that I have my students do in one of the courses that I teach is you write down why, all of the reasons why you don't feel worthy or able to have a lot of money in your life, and write them down. It, you know, in list form, you can do it in a long form journal. Write down everything and really pour your heart out onto this piece of paper. And the next thing that you're going to do, let's say you had a belief that money doesn't lead to connection. So this is a belief that I had when I was younger. My family actually did have quite a bit of money when I was younger and lost it all later. But when I was younger, I saw, from my perception, my family not being very close-knit because we had such a big house. We didn't really connect. Obviously, that didn't have anything to do with money, but that was my association. So you're going to write that down. Money doesn't lead to connection. And then what you're going to do is find an example to the opposite of that. And you're just going to start to break that down little by little. So, for example, for me, I might say, you know, put aside your feelings about this family, but the Kardashian family, they have all the money in the world, but they are so close, and you can see it in every interaction that they have, you know, fight, whatever, just like any normal family, but they're close. So by looking at the Kardashians, I'm able to break down, hey, Amanda, that was just a belief that had absolutely nothing to do with money. So that is the first step that I would have someone take.
Lovely. We have a caller online. Shall I take it? 1 second. Hi, welcome, listener.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year to
Happy
you,
New
too.
Year to
Thank you.
You.
I'm here. My baby mother's on the line, so I'm cool. I'm cool.
This must be the one and only Don Juan.
Of course. Who else?
So, Juan, what questions or comments do you have for Amanda today?
Oh, gosh. I just was able to tune in. Wow. I don't really have any questions. I really wanted to make a statement because what we fail to realize is that I remember in graduate school, they taught me one thing that I never forgot. Everything has history and everything has structure. And if you go to the root of those, you'll find out why people do the things that they do or why they think the things that they do. Black people, since being brought to the Western Hemisphere, were bombarded with the issue of finances from the Bible, being told that a rich man has a better chance, a camel has a better chance of getting through a needle than a rich man does getting into heaven. What else did I write down? Money is the root of all evil. They have been taught these things over and over and over. It's like a love-hate relationship with wealth. We were taught not to want to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because I was given a story back in college where, I'm going to make it real short, real quick, I won't make it too long, where a man went to visit his wife's family for Thanksgiving. By the end of the night, the question was, why did the great-grandmother cut the ham in two? And everyone thought that the ham was cut in two because they cooked better. When they finally got to the great-grandmother, she was like, no, the oven was too small, so I cut it in two so I can cook it in each one piece at a time. So we're practicing things that we were taught that aren't necessarily true because of a religion that we practice. And the religion wants you to be subservient and say, okay, don't focus on money. Don't focus on money. Focus on living good, which you can live good. But God wants all of us to be abundantly rich, wants all of us to be wealthy. But because we were taught, oh, don't want to be rich. You don't think that money is love. Money is love.
Yes, and that's
money
where
is love.
Comes in. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Because we have been programmed a certain way, and unless you have an awakening, an enlightenment of some sort, you will continue those beliefs. You will always think that, you know, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to make $100,000 a year. That's why there's so many people who barely make minimum, who barely make $20,000 a year. They don't believe they deserve it. Because they were taught that you're here to suffer, you're here to serve. No, I'm going to serve humanity, but I'm going to get rich doing it as well.
Yeah. And whereas I believe that, yes, it's important to identify the root, but it's even more important to focus on shifting that. When you see the root and you know that it really doesn't apply, and you see the truth like you've just described, and like Amanda has been describing, then, you know, it's practice about practicing shifting that focus in order to attract what you want, rather than harping on about why we're the way we are. Okay, we've identified it. And I'm so thankful that you brought that up, Juan, because...
But that's typically the problem, though, because we don't know you can attract it. It's like I was brought... All of my life, I was brought to a point of last year of learning the secret and the law of attraction. And I was dumbfounded because it was right there in front of me the entire time. But we don't know, we attract what we think about, all those thoughts. And so if you think about being wealthy, you will become wealthy because you're going to come with ideas to become wealthy.
And feel into that wealth.
Exactly.
So Amanda, let me ask Amanda, based on what Juan says, and a lot of people have this dichotomy or this pull, one of the things that Juan said was that, you know, we're taught that, you know, many of us, depending on your cultural background, you're taught, you know, you should serve humanity and, you know, money is, you know, the root of all evil. You're taught that. But how do we come to a place, Amanda, where we can kind of balance in what Juan said, where he says, you know, we can serve humanity, but it's okay to make money doing that. You don't have to suffer and be poor for the rest of your life while serving humanity and doing good and expressing your talents and gifts. Again, I know it almost sounds like we're asking the same question, but it's such a deeply entrenched issue, Amanda, that we have to ask you again. How do we get to that point where we feel we can serve humanity and feel it's okay for us to earn a good living and support our families?
Certainly. So one of the easiest exercises that everyone can do, and this is something that I do teach in one of my courses as well, is to make an Excel spreadsheet, or if you don't have Excel, you can write it down, but write down the income that you would like every year. That would be nice. So let's say $300,000. You would write that down at the top of your Excel spreadsheet or paper. And then under that, you would write down exactly what you would spend it on every single month. And then also, I highly suggest writing in some charity or donations, because what you do here is sometimes when people think $300,000, automatically they just think of going wild on these shopping sprees, and then they feel guilty because they feel like that's a little bit selfish and they're not serving humanity. But when you write this $300,000, when you write that number down, things that I have on there is take care of my mother and father, and I have that clearly written. And what this does to your subconscious mind is it shows you exactly how you would spend your money, and you're able to see that your money is love in action. You're buying groceries for your family to take care of them, to feed them. You're buying a Disney World trip for your daughter to make her happy. You're taking care of your mother and father and giving them a new car to make them happy. You're going on a vacation with your loved one to lead to better connection. You then get to see how your money leads to love in all aspects. And really, I've never witnessed for many of my clients, but nothing on that paper doesn't ever resonate with our soul. So that is an easy way to kind of keep your way around your subconscious belief that money is the root of all evil, and see that all these things are amazing that you're able to spend your money on. And it just gets around all these emotional triggers that we have for wealth, so that you're able to see, hey, I am serving humanity. I just donated $2,000 every single month to this charity, and I'm only able to do that by gaining the income that I desire.
Wow, that's a great example. Juan, are you still there?
Oh, I'm definitely still here.
Okay, so
Juan,
what
do you think? I totally agree
with
that.
Wonderful.
My whole thing, I'm planning on Actually, this summer, I've been raising money so far. We're giving away 20 scholarships in my community in Jamaica to the kids so that kids don't have to worry about their school fee for the next year.
Wow.
And eventually, we're going to get up to 4 college students as well and pay for their tuition for the year. That's eventually, of course. And eventually, I will also build an elderly home where it'll be between 7 to 12 bedrooms. No one has to pay to live there. But they also must be suffering from dementia, Alzheimer's, and not really have any family, because right now my mother is suffering from dementia, Alzheimer's, and I know what a family has to go through. I'm in a great situation where I don't have to actually go out in the community and work. So I can be there for my mother. But that's not the case for everyone. So I'm gonna build this house and they can take their parents there and know that they're being taken care of and not have to even worry about spending a dime to take care of them, because the other businesses I have will pay for that. So that's why I believe in multiple sources of income.
Juan, the reason that I love what you're doing is because a lot of people out here have a fear-based mentality to think that money is going to leave them, or if they don't hold on to their money, something negative might happen. But what you're doing is, from the ground up, building the belief that you will be taken care of no matter what. Like, it's never about money, because you're putting love into that. And so it's not about money, and you can be taken care of regardless of having a dime in your bank account.
Exactly.
So, Juan, we thank you so much for sharing with us today. We really appreciate you calling, as usual. And thanks
for sharing
with us, Juan.
It was my pleasure. I'm just actively supporting your show, and I wish you all the best. And it was great hearing you all, and I'm going to continue to listen. And you all have a great day.
Thank you, and you, Juan.
Thank you, Juan.
Great year and beyond.
Yes, Amanda. So I'm loving the suggestions that you're giving. They're really, really practical, because I think, like, for somebody like me especially, I love practical things. You know, it's all nice to hear, you know, spiritual, wonderful concepts and, you know, you need to become enlightened or awakened, but you're really giving some absolutely practical exercises and examples that, you know, we can all, you know, practice, work through as a starting point, you know, for ourselves and our path to understanding that money is, in fact, love and not necessarily evil. I mean, in our Facebook group, we ran a poll asking if money is good, bad, neither good or bad, or none of the above. And so, to me, I was surprised that most people chose good. And and the comments were interesting, too. You know, we had Serene Harrison saying, you know, money is good and bad. That's my answer. Lynn Lewis said, money is resourceful. It has something you can gain from. Sweet Pea Precious said, connective energy. Money is a common cause. You know, we are all one. We have the same needs. You know, what do you think about these types of responses, Amanda?
Oh, everybody's perception is different, and they all sound pretty positive to me. So I think everybody's kind of on the right track.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I was really surprised.
Yeah, well, me too. And, you know, in looking at the topic, money is love in action. If you just swap the word money for love or for energy or positive energy, it reminded me of that little scene or that little song which says, love is something, if you give it away, it comes right back to you.
Oh, yes. That that's taking us way back out there.
Yes.
I didn't even remember that song.
That's it. So if, you know, whenever you spend money, and this is something that I started trying to practice, and I find that I practice it more and more over the last couple, 2 to 3 years, where I think of money as love and as just as energy. And, yes, I continue to have all that I need and more. It just starts growing, you know. So literally, for those who can't, you know, I don't know, get this concept of money being love, just try, you know, maybe something to try. If somebody asks you for some money, think, okay, replace the word money with love. So if somebody asks you for some love, is there anybody that you deny love? You know, even somebody that I really can't stand, I won't deny them love. You know, it doesn't mean I have to touch them, but I can certainly give them love. You know, so that may help. That just came to me, and I thought I'd share it.
Yeah, I would like to give an example that that made me think of, because there are probably people out there that are kind of suffering from what I used to suffer for. So I used to work at, after I graduated school, I used to work at jobs that I just absolutely hated with every fiber in my being, and my income was absolutely capped. They kind of weren't playing to my natural strengths, these jobs. And I felt kind of bad for being there. I felt like I was taking up a spot because I really wasn't that good. And then I also hated being there, and my income was just so stifled and capped for years. And it's like as soon as I went into moving into my own business and doing what I actually loved, what happens is I started to get money just left and right. And it's because, number one, there's no resistance there. And number two, I'm giving love every single day to people, to my clients, to any of my followers. I'm giving love every single day, and I know I'm benefiting people. And so I'm giving love, and for that reason, I'm able to accept and receive love / money right back. So for people who are in a job right now, and you feel like your income is capped, and you feel like I just can't get more money, I just urge you all to look at your relationship with your position and then maybe consider moving into doing something where you will be giving love every single day.
Mm-hmm. Well, Amanda, I absolutely love these suggestions. I love these tips. I love these pointers. Very, very practical. And Amanda, I want to ask you to just share with us, because I know the time is going to run out on us very quickly, where can, if we want to find out more information from you about Spiritually Dope, where we can reach you, where we can contact you, what do we do, where do we go to find out more about your programs, your books?
Yes, please go to www.spirituallydope.com, and you can sign up for, I have a free 3-part Law of Attraction e-course, video course, if you just go to my website and enter in your name and email address. And also I have a Google Hangout webinar tonight with one of my business partners that I'd love everyone to be on. So go ahead and register and you'll get all the information.
Absolutely wonderful. And Amanda, before you go, is there, or before we all go, because it's not you alone, we all have to go very, very soon, is there anything that you would like to leave us with in terms of shifting or thinking or understanding or practicing that money is love in action? Anything you would like to leave us with?
Yeah, just when you give more, you get more. So focus now on how you can give more love, and then that love / money will come right back to you.
Absolutely wonderful. Coach Sayo?
Yes, ma'am.
We have come again to the end of another Growing Consciousness. What's that?
Too soon, as always.
Too soon. And Amanda, you have been absolutely wonderful, absolutely delightful, really giving us some great pointers and tips. And we'd love to have you again back on the Growing Consciousness show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Amanda. I really enjoyed that, and I really got some tips, some great tips.
Yes.
I think I'll be using that. Assigning the amounts to specific uses or intentions for uses. Yes.
The Excel
Thank you.
Spreadsheet?
I'm going to
be using also.
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you all very much for joining us on the Growing Consciousness Show. Thank you, one, for calling in. Thank you for those of you who tuned into the chat room. And, of course, thanks to our Facebook group users. Yes, join us again next week. Well, not next week. Oh, my gosh. Join us again next month, February, on the Growing Consciousness Show. Thanks again to our very special guest, Amanda Elise, for joining us and sharing with us. See you next time on the Growing Consciousness Show. Take care.
Thanks for joining Coach Seah and Dr. Chan today on Growing Consciousness. Join us the first Wednesday of next month for another insightful and informative discussion. Stay tuned and keep growing in consciousness.